This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We begin tonight, inshallah, a very, very important lecture series regarding the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. This subject is so important. Like they say, the aqeedah is the foundation upon which the entire structure of the religion stands. The belief in Allah, La ilaha illallah, is the foundation of the religion. Everything else is on the top of that foundation. If this foundation is strong and sound, then what comes on the top of it will be strong and sound. And the reason why a lot of Muslims do not enjoy the religion of Islam is because of a deficit once it comes to their knowledge of La ilaha illallah. Your key to the paradise in the dunya is the understanding of Tawheed, getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His essence, that, His actions, His names, attributes, and believing in His rububiyyah, His lordship, that He is the one who created, He is the one who owns, He is the one who runs the affairs of His creations. And then getting to know what's due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once it comes to al-uluhiyyah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually set a parable which explains what I have mentioned. And that parable in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Haven't you seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a similitude, a parable? Look at the parable now. كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً, a goodly word. يقول ابن عباس, ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وجمهور المفسرين, and the majority of the scholars of tafsir from our righteous predecessors, they have a consensus that this kalima is La ilaha illallah. So the goodly word is La ilaha illallah. Imagine La ilaha illallah to be a tree that you plant in your heart. Asluha thabit. But the tree is firmly fixed in your heart. Meaning you know what La ilaha illallah means. وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And because it is fixed in your hearts, because it's firm in your hearts, you know what La ilaha illallah is, it reaches the heavens. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Whenever you want a fruit, you will find one. Allah afflicted you with a calamity. Huh? Grab the fruit of what? Patience. La ilaha illallah. Allah bestowed upon you a favor. Plant the fruit of what? Shukr. Alhamdulillah. You're having some, the resources are not doing very well. Your income is going down. Grab the fruit of tawakkul. Huh? Tawakkal ala Allah. He will provide. He created me. هذه الجنة إخوة. You did something good. You did a good righteous deed. You hope, the fruit of hope, you hope that Allah will accept it from you. You did something bad. The fruit of fear. You fear that Allah is going to punish you for it. The fear which drives you to simply repent and go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Importance. The tawheed, the aqeedah is importance. Inshallah today I want to just introduce the concept of aqeedah to you. And pay attention because this is a little bit academic, but it's fun. If you really want to enjoy Islam, this is your way. Don't waste your time. This is the only way. يعني يا إخوة أشرف علم على وجه الأرض هذا العلم. The most honorable knowledge in the face of this earth. لأن شرف العلم بموضوعه. يعني the knowledge gains its honor by the virtue or due to its subject. What is the subject of this knowledge? Allah. Imagine those who study medicine. Why this knowledge is so honorable in the sides of people? Because they study the human body. Imagine, you're going to study, you're going to learn who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once it comes to His essence, His that. Once it comes to His sifat, His attributes. Once it comes to His actions, af'al. Once it comes to His names. And so forth. It's fun to learn about Allah. Even if you spend the rest of your life learning about Allah, it is sufficient. Normally, when books introduce a subject, they define the title. Our title is Al-Aqeedah. So we got to define what Al-Aqeedah means. What is the definition of the word Aqeedah? Listen to this. Normally there is a linguistic definition and a technical definition. What is the linguistic definition? The word Aqeedah comes from where linguistically? In the language. Where does it come from? Right there. Technically, how it is used. يعني the word Salah, As-Salah. Huh? You know As-Salah in the language means Dua. In the language, linguistically. It derives from Dua. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصلي عليهم. Pray on them. هذا في القرآن. Don't understand the word pray here technically. لا, understand it what? Linguistically. Linguistically means what? Make dua for them. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, have mercy on them. Allahumma salli ala ali abi awfa. Oh Allah, salli, pray upon the family of Abi Awfa. Does Allah gonna pray? Is Allah gonna pray on Ali Abu Awfa? Huh? Meaning what? Have mercy what? On them. Oh. Dua. Huh? ولذلك الكثير من الجهلة بتوع have misconception. But when do you pray on the Prophet? You say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. You pray on Muhammad all the time. You're not getting it. We're making dua for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we're not doing the salah technically. We're using what? The linguistic meaning of the word salah. طيب, the linguistic definition of the word aqidah. The word aqidah is derived from al-aqd. If somebody can bring me a piece of cloth, any piece of cloth would really help, or a napkin or a hanky, anything, and I'll show you. You tie something and you pull. You create in the middle a knot. We call that knot in what? In Arabic what? Uqdah. Knot. Aho. Knot. When you tie, aho, it says this, to tie something firmly together. Oh, here you go. We're going to use only one. You see that? Oh. That's called what? عَقَدْتُ الشَّيْءِ. I tied it. I created what in between? عُقْدَةً. A knot. هَذِيَ الْعَقِيدَ. Linguistically. عَقَدَ الشَّيْءِ. It means I tied my heart and mind to it. Oh, tied my heart and mind to it. Al-aqidah is what a person takes as a religion. It is said he has a good aqidah, meaning protected from doubts. Because remember, what does it mean here? Aqidah, that you never doubt it. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. Indeed, the believers who believe in Allah are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, and they never doubt it. As a Muslim, you cannot come back and ask me, "Does Allah exist?" Stop. Aqidah is supposed to be settled this already. Your heart and mind already is what? You cannot untie this. That's why it's called what? Aqidah. You believe firm in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And from it, ya ikhwa, comes al-aqd. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu بالعقود. O ye who believe, fulfill the conditions of your covenants. So the covenant or the contract in Arabic is called what? Aqd. Because in your mind and heart you signed, I'm going to fulfill what? These conditions. That's why it's called aqd. Huh? لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold you accountable for saying wallahi wallahi lip service, but wallahi which crosses your heart and mind. This is the one. And again, I want to stress that according to the scholars of Islam, The firm creed that one's heart is fixed upon without any wavering or doubt. It excludes any supposition, doubt, or suspicion. So if you doubt something, it's not called aqidah anymore. If you doubt Allah exists, if you doubt His rububiyyah, if you doubt His uluhiyyah, you don't call this aqidah anymore. So this is the definition of the word aqidah linguistically. طيب, the technical definition of the word aqidah. First of all, what do we mean by the technical definition? The word aqidah is all over the Islamic literature. A scholar who specializes in aqidah, 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 aqidah. A jurist, aqidah, aqidah, aqidah. A hadith, a specialist, aqidah, aqidah, aqidah. It's all over the place. So now they come together and they say, listen, let's sit together and reach an agreement. Nastalih. Reach an agreement. We have istilah. We have an agreement that we define this word in a certain way. So anytime we mention it in our literature, when we author a book, all I have to say aqidah. Then people know what aqidah is. So I don't have to define it all the time. So, fil istilah, the technical definition of the word aqidah, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa malaikatihi, His angels, wa kutubihi, His books, wa rusulihi, His messengers, wal yawmil akhir, and the day of resurrection, wal qadar khayrihi wa sharrihi, and the destiny which is good and what you see bad. La tansib ash-sharra ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you consider bad in your judgment. Oh, hadhihi al-aqidah fi al-istilah. ورد هذا في قول الله تعالى آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. هذه واحدة. أو حديث جبريل المخرج في الصحيحين, وإن جبريل عليه السلام asked the prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وما الإيمان؟ قال أن الإيمان أن تؤمن. What is إيمان? What is faith? الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره. So we understand now what is عقيدة linguistically and what is عقيدة technically. Can we move on? Moving on? Make sense? Still easy? Good stuff. طيب. Look at this. Your religion is made of two major components. Beliefs, aqaid, and actions. جزء عقدي وجزء عملي. That's what your religion is. What are the beliefs? Issues which are not related to how an act is performed. بسميه حالة خبرية, خبر. Allah, who is Allah? What are the attributes of Allah? What are the essence of Allah? How is the essence of Allah? What are the actions of Allah? What are the names of Allah? What is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? What is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah? What is Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat? Things that does not deal with you, how to perform the act. العقائد. وهذا علم. This is knowledge. You acquire it by learning. Now, the second half of the religion is the actions, which is really the confirmation of this aqaid. Is a confirmation. We could define this differently, the way that the scholars defined iman. What is al-iman? Huh? What is al-iman? What is the definition of al-iman? اعتقاد بالجنان. And you as a Muslim, you must memorize that definition. When somebody asks you, what is iman? اعتقاد بالجنان وقول باللسان وَعَمَلٌ بِالْأَرْكَانِ. That you believe in your heart in Allah, angels, books, messengers, qadr, day of resurrection, in the heart. And then you pronounce that i'tiqad with your tongue. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And then this should reflect in your body. Salli, zakah, hajj, and so forth. اعتقادٌ بالجنان, that you believe in your heart. قولٌ باللسان, you pronounce that belief with your tongue. وعملٌ بالأركان. Are there any other ways to name aqeedah with? Yes, good names. They call it التوحيد. They call it aqeedah التوحيد. Why do they call it التوحيد? Why? I'm asking why. Because هذا المبحث, this subject in the aqeedah is the most what? Important. ما هو أحيانا أنت you call something with the most important thing in it. الحج ها come on, الحج عرفة. هو الحج only عرفة. There are other pillars for حج, بس عرفة هو الركن الركين. فالركن الركين, the main pillar of العقيدة is التوحيد. That is why they call it التوحيد or عقيدة التوحيد. زي الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله, he called his literature عقيدة التوحيد, because التوحيد is the most important element of the subject. They call it also أصول الدين, the foundations of the religion, like I explained a minute ago, because it is the basis on which everything is what? Is built. That is why they call it the foundations of the religion. They call it al-Iman. يقول لك عقيدة الإيمان. Why? Because al-Iman, like I mentioned, اعتقاد بالقلب, you believe with your heart in these sets of unseens, six pillars, and then you say it with your tongue, and then you implement it with your, implement the pillars of Islam, the submission with your body. Aho. You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your body, with your money, and so forth. By using your money in what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using your body in what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In implementing His commands and staying away from the unlawfuls. These are foundations of the religion. They also called it as-sunnah. As-sunnah. They called it as-sunnah. Especially the second century. Why? Listen. The Muslims, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam differed, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the ummah will divide into 73 sects, 72 of them are in the hellfire but one, they differed where? In la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That's what they differed on the fundamentals of the religion. And the generation of the companions, the generation of al-tabi'in, the predecessors, and that students of these predecessors, the aqeedah was doing fine. Al-mubtadi'ah, the people of Ahlul Bid'ah, they emerged the second century. Al-murji'ah, they came in. Nafi al-amal. Al-irja', Ahl al-irja', قالوا إيه, as long as you say la ilaha illallah, you don't even have to pray. So they only included what? The act of the heart. And you say it with your tongue, khalas. You don't have to pray. You go to Jannah. Your faith is like the faith of Jibreel and Mika'il. You don't have to do anything. Al-Murji'ah. Comes in Al-Khawarij. Al-Khawarij, the other end, they tell you that, listen, if you commit a major sin and you die like this, أنت خالد مخلد في النار. You stay in the hellfire for eternity. لا تخرج من النار بهذه الكبيرة. أهو. بدع. هذه بدع. الأشاعرة. الناس اللي هم جاءوا الأشاعرة حرفوا they negated the attributes of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. يقول لك يد الله فوق أيديهم, the hand of Allah above their hand. Oh, the hand is not the hand, it's not a real hand. No, it means what? قوة. It means إيه؟ قوة. Allah descends the last third of the night. يقول لك Allah does not descend. نفي النزول. They negated النزول. They say what? It's the mercy of Allah descends. تأولوا الأشاعرة. Al-Mu'tazila is another thing. Allah has to do what Allah has to do what is right for you. يعني mandatory upon Allah that He has. All of these people innovated. That is why those who call the aqidah with the name Sunnah, they want to say what? Listen, we follow the aqidah that came from what? That route, Sunnah. But the hearsay aqidah, no, we do not follow it. Another name that is famous, the major fiqh, Imam Abi Hanifa rahimahullah used that name. Basically, major fiqh, minor fiqh. Major fiqh is the fiqh of al-aqa'id, which is the major. He's distinguishing it from the minor fiqh, which is the branches, how to make wudu, how to make salah, and so forth. And also they called it the sharia. There are names which are not acceptable. There are people who call the aqidah certain names, they refer to it by using certain names that we do not accept. For example, philosophy. They call the aqidah falsafa. هذه الفلسفة. أولها فلس وآخرها سفة. You're going to notice the ground in which التوحيد, الإيمان, أصول الدين, السنة, الفقه الأكبر, الشريعة is accepted. But these names that are going to mention to you is not accepted. Because the first type, which is I mentioned earlier, they confine the sources of the aqidah to the Quran and the Sunnah. But falsafa is what? Intellect of people, علم الكلام. علم الكلام, فيلسوف سقراط يقول لك مش عارف ايه وشغل ثلاث سبع ورقات, خمس ورقات يقول لك كلام بني ادمين. طب ازاي يعني العقائد هذه unseen. Allah is unseen سبحانه وتعالى. Right? Angels are unseen. Books are unseen in the sense of what? How they were revealed. Yeah, we see the books here, but how they were revealed. You must believe that Jibreel came down with the book, unseen. The day of judgment is unseen. Messengers are unseen. Hatta يعني الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he talked about us, that time will come when 50, when a Muslim who is patient will get the reward of 50 of you. يعني ورد هذا في حديث حسن أهل العلم. يعني he's talking about us. Why? Why, O Messenger of Allah? Because they haven't seen me. You seen me. But they have not seen me. Talking about us. Day of resurrection is unseen. When you place somebody in the graveyard, two angels come wake him up, question man rabbuk wa ma dinuk, and so forth, and then his grave turns into a garden or a hill. Unseen. So how in the world Aristotle or Socrates or Aflatun or all these guys are going to get to know that stuff? Huh? How is the human intellect will فلسفة علم الكلام اللاهوت metaphysics. There is another name that we refuse totally, called التصوف. التصوف, ها يعني التصوف يا إخوة؟ يقول لك إيه, حدثني قلبي عن ربي. هو the chain of narration is very easy for them. You don't even have to authenticate it. My heart spoke, received information from Allah. يا سلام. يعني احنا عند اهل السنة يقول لك ايه, اخرج البخاري, حدثنا سو ان سو, حدثنا سو ان سو, and chain of narration in order to reach the messenger. And the messenger, لن عالم الغيب لا يظهر على غيبه احد الا من ارتضى من رسول. Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the one who knows the unseen. And he will not allow anyone to have knowledge of the unseen, which is in his position, except whom he wills, whom he likes. And in this case, the Messenger of Allah. لكن انت نايم وتقول لي my heart spoke to me about Allah ويتكلم في العقيدة ومش عارف ايه. لا 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 لا. ابعد ابعد. طيب, what are the sources of our aqeedah, and that's what makes it so beautiful? What? Quran, Sunnah. ولذلك يا إخوة, أنت تقرأ كتاب عقيدة من عهد التابعين ويريد book of عقيدة that was authored today identical. توحيد الربوبية, you will find the same verses, the same hadith used. ما هو المشكلة, the problem with these other عقائد is they change as you go because they're human what? Intellect. يعني عقيدة الأشاعرة مثلا المتقدمين, the credo في الأشاعرة المتقدمين اللي هم from a long time is different to the أشاعرة now. الأشاعرة changed it. النصارى for example, they admitted books into the gospel and they took books out and then they got books in and they got books out. Homosexuality was haram, now it's halal. Adultery was haram, now it's halal. هي بتتغير. لكن your creed is what? Solid. ثابتة. ليه? Because the sources is the Quran and Sunnah. They also say another source which is الإجماع of our righteous predecessors. الإجماع to what? Not to something new. Because you see when الفرق هذه ظهرت, when these groups, the 72 sects emerged, in the Ummah, our righteous predecessors answered their allegations. They refuted them. مثلا عندك الشيعة. الشيعة they cursed the companions. فردوا عليهم. فإجماع. إجماع. The consensus of our righteous predecessors that anyone who curses the companions is a kafir. Oh, إجماع. ليه? Why is he a kafir? Why? Because he belying the Quran. You see, Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And the السابقون, the foremost who existed, our righteous predecessors, الصحابة, المهاجرين والأنصار. Look, Allah is telling you, I am pleased with them. Now you're telling me that they are kuffar. تخرج من المل. ليه? Because you're belying the text of the Quran. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with the believers who given you the pledge under the tree. أي شجرة? What tree? بيعة الإيه? The truce of what? الحديبية. طيب, قالوا ورد أن عدتهم, their number was 1400 to 1500. طب انت عندك, those people they say only six companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stayed as Muslims. The rest of them disbelieved. طب ده كلام. The rest of them disbelieved. When Allah says رضي الله عن المؤمنين, not six of the believers, المؤمنين, إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجر. فإيه, once we say إجماع, the consensus of our righteous predecessors in their refutation, in their refuting, once they refute the allegations, the innovations which other groups introduced to the Aqidah. يعني مثلا عندك العقيدة الوسطية. Who is the author of العقيدة الوسطية? من? ابن تيمية. Why? العقيدة الوسطية, if you read it, it deals with the names and attributes. كلها. All of it names and attributes. Why? Because at his time, the people who started messing up with the names and attributes of Allah, نفي الصفة يقول لك إن الله عليم without knowledge, خالق without, يعني they admit the name of the attribute but they negate what الصفة. أو فابن تيمية what answer them. فالشاهد of the important thing is إجماع once it comes to these supplementary issues that they agreed that whoever negates the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is out of the millah. They had consensus that whoever curses the companions has out of the millah, out of the religion. So this is their consensus once it comes to this issue. Very quickly, everything that we have with us authentically reported from Allah, His Messenger, we have to accept it. Whether it is mutawatir or ahad. Why I'm saying this? But first of all, do we know what mutawatir and ahad is? What is mutawatir and ahad? Multiple reporters. And ahad is? One. Ma huwa fi ayy, those who want to reject the aqeedah and certain segments of the aqeedah. Ma shaf enta al-kalam? Yiqul lak ayy, tayyib. We're going to accept what's in the Quran. But once it comes to the Sunnah, I want a report, a hadith, that multiple reporters did it. More than one companion. لكن واحد بس, no. خبر الأحد هذا لا. I'm not sure about it. One companion only reported this, I can't accept it. I cannot use it in the area of the Aqeedah. I go, لا تعالى يا حبيبي. Let's come. Oh. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, حديث ابن عباس في الصحيحين, he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu to the people of Yemen. One person, right? قال له, he said to him, يا Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, إنك تأتي قوما أهل كتاب. You're going to the people of the book. Let be the first thing that you invite them to is what? مش عقيدة هذه, لا إله إلا الله. One person delivering عقيد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent messengers to Caesar والمقوقس وال بتاع كسرى بتاع الروم بتاع الفرس. He sent what? Huh? One messenger. لا, he can't. As long as the chain of narration is authentic, as long as this is important, because يعني some of the people who deny المهدي and so forth, يقول لك ما هو حديث واحد بس اللي ثبت في البخاري, كل الأحاديث اللي باقية إيه, يقول لك حتى لو نص حديث, even half a hadith is authentic about something, عقيدة على طول, we cannot deny it, we cannot refute it. يا إخوة, a warning, we cannot use analogy once it comes to the issue of عقيدة. Do we know what analogy is, right? القياس. What is القياس يا محمد؟ يعني القياس؟ طيب يعني القياس يا إخوة؟ Who knows what القياس is؟ نعم, أحسن. قيس على حالة فيها فتوى ما فيهاش فتوى. Ideal example. Very few of the scholars of the Ummah, once it comes to the issue whether reciting the Quran for the deceased reaches the deceased or not, very few scholars of the Ummah, they said it does. Very few. That when you recite Quran for the deceased, very few number of the scholars of the Ummah said it does. Of course, I'm not talking about Khatm al-Quran. This is that you sit by yourself in a room somewhere, ولا في المسجد وتقرا وفي قلبك, in your heart, اني يا رب ثواب هذا القران يروح لمين. لكن I'm not talking, هذه بدعه ما فيهاش, يعني ما فيهاش كلام. Like I'm talking about what, whether if you recite the Quran for the deceased, will he receive the reward or not. Those who said yes, those few jurists, they based it on analogy. They used analogy. Why? They said what? Well, if I can make Hajj and Umrah for the deceased, right? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the women, my mother passed away and she did not make Hajj. Should I make Hajj for her? Hajji anha wa'tamiri. Make Hajj for her and do Umrah. Huh? If you can do Sadaqah on their behalf, Of course, the majority, the overwhelming majority of the opinion here of the jurors, they said no. لَنْ لَا يُوجَدْ نَصْ. There is no one hadith or even one practice of a companion, of a tabi'i in this area. وَإِنْ كَانْ فِي أَسَنِيدْ وَاهِيَ. They use sometimes a weak chain of narrations for this. But they used analogy. So they wanted to prove an act of worship, deriving it from where? From an established act of worship. Well, they say what? You see, recitation of the Quran and the Salah, they are both called what? Recitation of the Quran and Umrah or Hajj, they are both called what? Ibadah, act of worship. Well, if this Ibadah reaches, then this Ibadah reaches. We call this what? Qiyas. Qiyas hala ala hala. Hala, there is dalil to ahad. Can we use this with the aqidah? Absolutely not. You can't. لا بد من نص في كل حال. Those who go and visit the graves and they think that the deceased know about them, those who spoke of it, they say, listen, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث البراء بن عازب, الحديث في مستدرك الحاكم, وقال على شرط مسلم, that when we finish burying the deceased and we're about to leave, the dead, the deceased hears what? The drumming of the people as they depart. So they say, well, if he can hear at this time, then he can hear at other times. They are using what now? We call this what? Qiyas. Analogy. La, you cannot use analogy with unseen, period. You must have a text. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confined the hearing of the deceased to somebody on the top of in the surface of earth to the time of burial. You cannot extend the text to do what? To include other times. We cannot use analogy. Nor we can use, personal views. Kashf. They call it intuition. أنا جالي كشف إن مش عارف إيه للشغل. لا. في العقيدة لا. Text. Imams, sheikhs. يجي شيخ ويقول لك كذا كذا. لا. فين يا عم الدليل بتاع العقيدة بالذات؟ يا إخوة, this subject was so important. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 13 years in Mecca teaching it. And I'm telling you, you never hear the Sahaba spoke of it. Have you ever heard the Sahaba talking about khalq al-Quran? Whether the Quran is kalam Allah or created? Al-kalam da jaa fi al-mutaakhirin, later. But the Sahabi arif, al-Quran kalam Allah. Al-Sahabi, the companions, he heard, thumma stawa ala al-arsh. مش قرأ هو ثم استوى على العرش؟ ها؟ ليه ما قالش ثم استولى على العرش؟ هو يريد أن ينفي صفة الاستواء. He wants استوى يعني على واستقر. ها؟ We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose and he sat on the throne. We believe that. نحن نثبت الصفة. We believe that Allah did it. But how? How? ليس كمثله شيء وهو سميع البصير. Nothing is like Allah. لا استواء غير استواء الله سبحانه وتعالى. لا, look at those people who want to negate صفة الاستواء. يقول لك إيه؟ ثم استولى على العرش. استولى يعني استولى. Occupied in the sense of like a force that occupied what? Something. So that means the throne of Allah was occupied by another force. And Allah what? شايف؟ كلام ملاحدة. أهو نثبت رؤية رب العالمين. ما I want to tell you something very important here. إن العقيدة was made crystal clear. That's why somebody, those people, those Muslims who go to this interfaith and they sit with Christians and Jews, oh, ما شاء الله, you're good. أنت رايح الجنة زينا برضو. أنت رايح يا راجل اتق الله. رب العالمين يقول ايه؟ والله لو نزل موسى, if Musa comes back tomorrow, اهو موضوع ايه؟ crystal clear. If Musa descends tomorrow, he will follow me. ولا يسمع بي أحد من اليهود من هؤلاء القوم Jews and Christians but does not follow me accept me except he will be a dweller of the hellfire كلام يعني ملوش إيه crystal clear لا يحتمل التأويل أهو there is no chance for what misinterpretation at all فتيجي تقول لي كشف ومش عارف إيه وكلام اتق الله يا رجل طيب طيب how long we still have huh half an hour ما شاء الله we're doing good طيب يا إخوة the importance of the عقيدة سبحان الله why the عقيدة is so important أنا أقول لك If you check the Quran out, كل القرآن يتحدث عن الله. All the Quran talks about Allah. In what sense? Whether it talks about His essence, who is Allah? ذات الله. Huh? He's not a human being. He is the first. Nothing existed before Him. He was not born. He is the last. Nothing will exist after Him. He has a hand. He has a feet. Allah laughs. So, but do we understand this? In what way now? Huh? Don't even try to visualize it. Because it's beyond any visualization that you may reach. Oh. Who is Allah? Names and attributes and actions. And then, what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to submit to Allah. Correct? هذا القرآن. And then comes in the commands, do and do not do. That's how you submit, right? Pray 5 times, pay zakah, stay away from adultery, stay away from haram. هذا هو القرآن. Then the reward in the dunya. What happens if you submit to Allah in the dunya? Huh? Huh? حياة طيبة, goodly life, good life. Huh? And in the hereafter you get what? Jannah. What is Jannah? What happens if you do not submit to Allah in this dunya? وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ Terrible life in this world. And in the hereafter you get what? Hell. The Quran كله هكذا. And some stories. Nations who believed. What happened to them? And nations who did not believe. فشوف the whole Quran is عقيدة. More or less. إما إخبار عن الله عن ذاته أفعاله في ربوبيته صفاته أسمائه informing you about who Allah is which should invite you to submit to Allah and submission is by abiding by the command do and do not do and the result of this In the dunya, if you submit, you're going to have a good life. Huh? And in the hereafter, you get Jannah. How Jannah looks like? What does it look like? Angels serving you. You get drink. You get to eat. Huh? Or hell for those who refused. Miserable life in this world. And so forth. And stories of nations who came before it. Like I said at the very beginning, the aqeedah is the foundation on which the religion is based. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he told him, don't talk to them about anything but what? La ilaha illallah. The aqeedah is so important for you, ya ikhwa. You, especially. You. Especially here living in America, living in the West. You have to learn. Wallahi, if you ask an average Muslim, who is Allah? Who is Allah? كلمني عن الله. We know that you're not supposed to use any what? Any names, any attribute. But that which is mentioned where? In the Quran and Sunnah. He will stop. I mean, Christian and Jews, I'm telling you, they are not going to enjoy you telling them do not drink, do not commit adultery. You have to introduce to them first who is Allah. And ya ikhwa, if you really do well in introducing the names and attributes of Allah to a Muslim even, they end up loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you get to know Allah, no question, you're going to love Him because of His names and attributes. And you know, when you have a problem, when you're not doing well with the commands, like somebody who's addicted to a desire, a whim. Why is he addicted to it? Because the love of that desire in his heart overrides the love of Allah. It's the reason why. But if he increases his love in Allah, his understanding of Allah, His names and attributes, sooner or later he will drive that whim, desire out of his body. ولذلك يقول لك يوسف عليه السلام, when the wife of Al-Aziz presented him herself to him, قلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك, يقول لك إيه, the love of Allah in the heart of Yusuf was overwhelming, that dismissed even the idea of doing what this woman is asking. Not even entertainment. قال معاذ الله على طول. ولذلك, listen, if you're guilty of a sin in Islam because the love of Allah in the heart, because you see, look at this, your heart is like a sponge. You know what a sponge is? A sponge. If you don't fill it with the love of Allah, the fear of Allah, the love of the dunya will take over. Your heart will end up loving the dunya. So that is important to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu was commanded to what? To begin with Tawheed, with La ilaha illallah. إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ لِيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ La ilaha illallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam implemented this. He spent 13 years in Mecca doing what? Aqeedah. 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 تقول عائشة. عائشة رضي الله عنها. Yeah. Tells you that the only thing that we knew from the Quran in Mecca, who is Allah? Essence, actions, attributes, names, rububiyyah, uluhiyyah. Who is Allah? And Jannah and hell. That's it. Why in Medina, when they migrated to Medina? يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابي بهن. Tell the believing women, O Messenger of Allah, and your wives, to cover, hijab, right away. Right away, on the spot. La ilaha illallah was what? Allah is commanding me. Allah is commanding me. Why, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, finally, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه. الكحول is حرام. Stay away from it. يقول أنس كما في البخاري كنت ساق القوم. Some of them were holding the cup right here. Right here. And a caller went through the streets of Medina. إن الله قد حرم الخمر. Allah has made خمر حرام. ما قال شيء, okay, it's the last one. عقيدة. ولا يقول لك, no, I have to wait for two witnesses. I must get two witnesses. لا, على طول. ها القبلة. ها مسجد القبلتين. ها the two قبلس. Praying in the masjid. They are facing Jerusalem. A caller, إن الله القبلة towards Mecca now. ها. Aqeedah. When they hear Allah said, the Messenger said, Aqeedah. Established. ولذلك تجد لما حصل فتح مكة when the Muslims conquered مكة, حديث أبو واقد الليثي في سنن النسائي, there are new people who joined Islam, who became Muslims. Of course, when Mecca was conquered, everybody what? أشهد أن لا إله. So new Muslims who were not brought up what? Like the others. So when they marched to the Battle of Hunayn later on, and they had to stop somewhere, and those new people who accepted Islam, they saw the disbelievers having a tree called what? That anwat, where they hang their swords and they go about it. They go around it. So they came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, اجعل لنا ذات أنواط كما لهم ذات أنواط. Make for us a tree like them. عايز يتشبه بالكافر. المسلم الأصلي لا يتشبه بالكافر. بتاع العقيدة 13 سنة, the 13 years, لا يتشبه بالكافر. Doesn't mimic the disbelievers at all. He does not. But this one, oh, لأنه knew. He did not what? He did not absorb what لا إله إلا الله is. And that explains to you, why don't we have a Christmas tree? What's wrong with a Christmas tree? You see, there is something wrong with a Christmas tree that you're looking like the non-Muslims. ما ينفع. هو ما يفهمش هو لا إله إلا الله. The key to a foundation basically on which the religion is based. I'm telling you, the key to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. إياك. You see, look at this. Jundub ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, the brother of Jarir, he says this. Atayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We came to the messenger of Allah. Wa kunna futyanan hawadirah. Yani smart young men. Look. فتعلمنا الإيمان. We learned الإيمان, faith. ثم تعلمنا القرآن. Then we learned the Quran. فازددنا إيمانا. You see, the knowledge of the Aqeedah, the knowledge of Tawheed, the knowledge of La ilaha illallah, what is Shirk, what is Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, what is Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, what is Tawheed al-Asma' al-Sifat, that base, if you then approach the Quran afterwards, it will increase. And that's what, by the way, they explain, Nurun ala Nur, light upon light. They said what? Nurul Quran on the top of Nurul Iman. Hudayfa, وعبد الله بن مسعود وغيرهم يقول لك إيه؟ تعلمنا الإيمان. We learned الإيمان. توحيد لا إله إلا الله, العقيدة. We learned it first. ثم تعلمنا القرآن. Then we learned the Quran. وإنه سيأتي زمان أو سيأتي أقوام. Time will come when people will learn the Quran first before learning the عقيدة. شوف, فيقيمون حروفه ولا يقيمون حدوده. They will do very well. يا سلام, recitation ملوش حل. صوت حنجرة أستاذ حنجرة, بس تسأله سؤال في التوحيد ولا يفهم. يعني تقول لك فين الله, يقول لك في كل مكان. Where is Allah, يقول لك everywhere. Allah is everywhere. بس ما شاء الله, the Quran is what? Beautiful. ثم يأتي أقوام يتعلمون القرآن ولا يتعلمون الإيمان. لأن القرآن يا إخوة, في قضايا في القرآن, there are issues in the Quran أنت مستحيل ستصل إليه. You need to understand it. There are issues in the Quran that you will never reach an understanding. ما هو 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 الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم وأخر. طيب, ما عندك المتشابه ده, أنت هتعمل فيه إيه؟ المتشابه. Why when you recite the Quran, شيطان comes and plays with your head when you hit areas, when you hit certain areas. لا, if you have the عقيدة established, شيطان will never play with your head in these areas. Because what you're going to say, you know what? Originally, When I learn the aqeedah, I learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the name, the all-knower, al-aleem, al-khabir, al-hakim. Huh? Allah is al-hakim, right? Allah is all what? So this verse, even so, I'm not able to understand it, but it means something. It means something. But I'm going to believe it. عن الحديث هذا الكلام ده أصلا applies also to the sunnah. يعني this also applies to the sunnah. الحديث اللي هو الايه, when the fly goes into your drink, fly, يعني if you want to drink this cup, if you don't want to drink from it, that's your business, يا أخي, throw it away. But if this is the only water available and you want to drink from it, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم told you what? Dip the other wing. طيب, when people who do not have عقيده, يا اخي عيب تروح تقول للناس اشرب دبان, drink دبان, drink flies and insects, what is this here? Disgusting. Don't bring this hadith. حديث في البخاري يعني صحيح. يقول ما هو, why he rejected this? Why do you find Muslims now rejecting issues in the Quran? مسائل في القرآن أصلا. Why? لأن العقيدة what? He doesn't get the عقيدة. He doesn't have an established عقيدة in his heart. ما هو, if you are a Muslim who was taught the عقيدة, you know أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينطق عن الهوى. He does not speak out of desire. إن هو إلا وحي. Allah has informed him of something so special. طيب, okay, look at this now. You get a German scientist years later, looked into that text, and this is what a Muslim should do really. Not reject it, rather find out the wisdom why. Figure out the wisdom why. So this is a German scientist. Then he goes and he looks into this hadith. And then he does some lab work. And he finds out in one of the wings of the insect there is a disease. And the other wing there is a remedy. المسلم يقول لك سمعنا وأطعنا آمنا. آمنا. ده مفروض من الأول آمنا. From the beginning آمنا. Not now. It doesn't help now. You're supposed to believe in the unseen in these texts. Why التوبه عند الغرغره is not accepted? Why repentance at the time of death is not accepted? إن الله يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها. والمعنى الآخر إيه? When he said سبحانه وتعالى to Satan, until they reach the غرغرة. Why? Because what? The person who is dying begins seeing what? The unseen. The unseen becomes what? فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أي الملائكة أقربُ إليهِ منكم ولكن لا. الملائكة, he sees the angels. Now he says أستغفر الله, تبتُ إلى الله. Too late يا حبيبي. Too late. You're supposed to do this before becomes unseen. Again, having the creed. وبعدين يا إخوة, يعني سبحان الله عندك يعني معنى آخر مهم جدا. القصة هذه, when أبو بكر الصديق stopped by one of the Sunday schools or the schools of the Jewish in Medina. And then he spoke to a rabbi called Finhas. قال له يا فنحاس, يا فنحاس أسلم, become a Muslim. إنكم لتعلمون أن محمدا حق فهو مكتوب عندكم في التوراة والإنجيل. You know that Muhammad is the true messenger you were waiting for, and he is written in the Torah and the Gospel. You know what he said? Why should I believe in a God who is poor and who is asking us for a loan? طب, how he did this? من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. شوف الفجوة. You see, he doesn't have the creed that Allah is all. He, you see, He misunderstood the verse. You see, we have someone else with the proper aqidah, Abu Dahdah. He said, Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, أَيَطْلُبُ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ مِنِّ الْقَرْضِ. Allah is asking me for a loan. Bear witness, O Messenger of Allah, that I have given my garden, 600 palm trees to Allah. عقيدة صحيحة. عقيدة ايه؟ صحيح. بس التاني يقول لك ايه؟ Allah is فقير ويلعب. Allah is poor ويلعب. Manipulate the text of the Quran.
السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم. وبركاته. قطعت يا رجل. يا رب يا عبد. يا رجل عبد الرشيد. And you bring it 5 minutes before Isha. What I'm going to do with this now? بس قلت لي جزاك الله خيرا. سقى الله من سقانا. طب كنا بنقول يا جماعة والله أنا ها في الحاص. ليه في الحاص؟ لأن العقيدة تقول لك ربنا فقير في الحاص. هذا ما هو الايه. They believe that Allah cries every night and Allah, the angels come and comfort him and Allah got tired in the sixth day. ما هو ايه بابا corrupt understanding of who Allah is, his names, his essence, his attribute. That is why he's going to reach that understanding when he read this text. Of course, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq got so upset. يعني غيرة لله. ف أبو بكر اللي هو الإيه ده يعني الإسناد هذا يا إخوة الأثر قال عنه ابن حجر حسن good chain of narration وأخرجه ابن أبي حاتم وابن جرير الطبري في التفسير عن ابن عباس. ففنحاس ran away to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم complaining, يا رسول الله your friend slapped me. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم wondered. أبو بكر أبو بكر دائما إيه يعني always what. بس الغيرة لله يا إخوة, الغيرة لله. ولذلك احنا يعني طلب منا ألا نسب الآلهة تحت المشركين. Why? درءا لمفسدة. مفسدة ايه؟ سب الإله. ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم. Do not curse their idols. Because if you do they are going to end up cursing who? فدرء المفسدة يعني ايه؟ درء المفسدة يعني في مفسدة أكبر. A greater thing, a greater bad thing will happen. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم asked أبو بكر الصديق ويا أبا بكر. قال يا رسول الله, he said إن الله افتقر. Allah is poor and he's asking us for a loan. فنحص said I did not say this. Allah send Jibreel down with the revelation. لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد. Allah has heard the statement of who said إن الله, Allah is poor and we are rich. Again, I want to tell you, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is the ground, the foundation also to approach the revelation. It will make you sort it out properly. We still have time. Importance of the aqidah. Our aqidah answers the fundamentals questions that an average human being has. Where did I come from? What I'm doing here? And where I'm going to go from here? These are fundamental questions. We have these people who do not have aqeedah, who do not have creed. يقول لك جئت لا أدري من أين أتيت. I came from somewhere I don't know. ولكني بصرت طريقا قدامي فمشيت. But I came in here and I saw a road that I have to walk in. من أين جئت أين أتيت. Confused. لكن المسلم who has the عقيدة, he knows إنا لله. Allah is the one who brought you here. Where are we going to go from? وإنا إليه راجعون. طب in between what I'm supposed to do. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا simple. ولا أتيت ولا confused. That's important. العقيدة يا إخوة is a key to help you understand this life. Inshallah, we'll continue with the importance of the aqidah. Resume, inshallah, from here next Tuesday, بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.